Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships, hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
I was thinking the other day about love, and then I looked up the first time that any form of the word love was mentioned in the Old Testament, and that is Genesis 22:2, and he said, "Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of." So the first mention of the word love was in Genesis when Abraham was told by God to go sacrifice his son, a son who he loved. So this love was the father for the son. I think that's neat that the first time it was mentioned is a father's love for his son. Then I went and looked at the New Testament, and that's in Matthew 3:17, and it says, "Lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved," that's the word love, "beloved son in whom I am well pleased." And so that, of course, is the time when Jesus was getting baptized, and they heard a voice from heaven that said that, talking about God being proud of his son and whom he loved. So this is the love of a father towards his son. And so I just thought, I think it's great that we see that the love of a father for his son, and then the love of a father towards his son. And as I thought of that, I thought about how I did not grow up with love, the normal love, because, you know, we had a troubled home. That there's no other way to put it. And because it was such a troubled home, the love that we got was always conditional, you know. It always had strings attached, and I felt like it would come and go. But when I think of the love of God, I don't see that. I see a very consistent love that he bestows on us, whether we're good, whether we're bad, whether we do what he thinks we should do or whether we are doing what we think we should do. I see a love that God shows toward his people that I've never, ever doubted the love of God. This morning, you know, I have things that God does for me to show me that he loves me. And it's so sweet that I was going to do this radio program. And a lady from the church where we're parked showed up, knocked on my door. And when I went to the door, she had a box of strawberries for me. Now, that's my God loves me sign. You know, whenever I see a strawberry or somebody gives me something that has a strawberry on it or is a, you know, that's my God loves me. And it touched my heart like, I didn't say this to the lady because she'd think I was crazy, but I just thought, thank you, God, that you love me. And as soon as I came in, I washed them and I ate one of them and I savored it because I said, this is my message from God today that he loves me. And can I tell you, I needed that message because I'm just constantly feeling a little overwhelmed with the amount of things that I have to do. And we just got through April, which I had 4 ladies meetings. We did a revival and a kids crusade during that month. And oh, it was just a lot of running in addition to our normal Sunday meetings. So I needed that. I just needed today to know that God loves me. And when I think about how much he loves me, I think about the fact that he understands what I'm going through. And he says, Loretta, I got it. I'm going to help you. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to get you through this. And I just got a whole new peace came over me when I got those strawberries this morning. So I'm so thankful I can share the word love with you and make you realize how much your God loves you and how much his love is unconditional, and you don't have to do anything to deserve it. And it doesn't come and go. It's always there. And let me tell you, it's there to stay. Isn't that a wonderful thought today? Just bask in the love of God today. Pick a song about the love of God and just sing it over and over. And help yourself know how much he cares for you. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood Magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.